The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
We have a show that is just chock full of content.
Do we?
We do. There's just a lot of stuff on today's show. I think because it was so popular last week, I think we have two things to start the show with. I think the first thing that we just get out of the way, just to set the tone for this Friday episode of The Upside, is we have a brand new Cali recording commercials groan.
No.
If you were listening last week, you heard this one. And we have taken that frustrated groan and upgraded it to this one.
Oh my God. Is that from earlier today?
Yes.
Last week, my head was about to explode. This one is just a sentence that I was trying to say. And I tried to, it was for our ad partners. And I had to say it like seven times to get it right. Oh my God. Did you send that away to be edited or do you crop it out?
That I cut out.
Okay, good.
So I just thought that, I mean, there were so many people who left voicemails or sent messages and said that cracked me up so much.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God.
I have a whole chorus of
it. It has the same tone.
It does, yeah. And then in the middle of it, we can make it a family affair.
Oh my God.
So that'll set the tone for the show. Now we have to take a very important phone call.
Hey, Upsiders. I lost my first loose tooth. My name is Donovan from Woodstock, New York.
Who's coming tonight?
The Tooth Fairy.
That's Donovan. He's very excited to tell. Listen to how he starts it.
Hey,
Upsiders. I lost my first tooth.
So exciting. That is a big, I wonder what the Tooth Fairy is going rate is these days. I have no idea.
I would say, I think it's $30. So Donovan, if you didn't get $30 from the Tooth Fairy, I would probably say something to your mom, you know, and ask your mom to
send a complaint letter to the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah, to send an email, and you'll probably get the rest, whatever you didn't get.
I think when I was a kid, she was leaving like a dollar a tooth.
I remember.
You got coins, didn't you? Because you're an old man.
But I think I got silver, like a silver dollar. It was a special coin. Like I do remember one year getting like a $2 bill and thinking that was the neatest thing.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I have no idea what it's going for now.
Rates are?
I think it goes for a Bitcoin. I think that's what you get under your pillow now. It was just one Bitcoin.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for, what did I say? Oh, all of my people that are in Texas that I know, a lot of them are suffering, but they're okay. Like they all have some.
They're accounted for.
They're accounted for and they're okay. But I have one buddy who has no heat in his house, and he has water leaking in from a pipe that burst like in his apartment. Ugh. Five floors up. And I have other friends who work in podcasting who haven't been able to do their shows or send out their emails because they have no power.
Yeah.
But everybody's accounted for and hanging in there.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to be seeing effects of this for a really long time.
I'm worried that this natural disaster is going to be similar
to like a hurricane or something.
I'm thinking of like Hurricane Katrina when it hit New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Like that was devastating and it was fairly quick. You know, it was a day or two of destruction and then everybody got in. I think once Texas is thawed out, they're going to find a lot of people who weren't accounted for. Yeah. And homes that have to be completely destroyed because water pipes broke. And I think this is going to be a years long cleanup. And it's so scary.
It really is. My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful that it is Friday. Since it's Friday, we'll do a 1 to 10 check-in. Jeff Dollar, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you?
I am going to give the same score I gave last week. I'm going to say I'm a 9. And I feel like I could be a 10. I just am leaving more things on the table than I intended to. Like just getting stuff off the to-do list done and whatever. So if I had gotten everything done, I'd be a 10. But I'm not mad at what I did get done. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I'm a 9. How about you?
I am a 9 as well. I was not as productive this week as I wanted to be. But I had such a good week with Ellie. And we're at the point of my maternity leave where I'm like really soaking in because I feel like, you know, it's like the back half of a trip you go on, like when you go on vacation or something like that, and you know you're on the tail end of it. So you're kind of like soaking everything in. So yeah, I'm just soaking it all in.
Callie found out in her company changed their maternity leave.
New Year's Eve, I think.
On the first January 1st. I found out
New Year's Eve.
Right, but the new policy took effect January 1st, and they grandfathered in everybody who was on maternity leave.
Yeah.
So in the middle of Callie's maternity leave, she found out that she was getting an extra 6 weeks at home with Ellie.
Which is just the most amazing gift ever.
At whatever the same rate is.
Yeah.
And so, of course, she took it, and it's been amazing. Because this would be your first week back, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you...
So I have 6 more weeks.
Nice.
Which is great, but I'm also like, oh my gosh, only 6 more weeks.
it's like the maternity groundhog didn't see her shadow.
What?
You have 6 more weeks of maternity leave.
Oh, yeah.
Or did see her shadow, or whatever.
Yeah, that was not your best analogy. Oh my God. That's how I feel about that analogy.
Callie stumbled upon a great topic on her Instagram, just talking about how every review and every kid's product has people who passionately love it and people who passionately think it's dangerous.
A death trap is what I called it.
So she made that comment about something that we own that people were like, oh, be real careful with that. And she just made an offhanded comment like, gosh, if people are so worried about this product, the stuff that I did when I was a kid would horrify them.
Yeah.
And everybody started sending messages.
Oh my gosh, the best messages.
We took them on our voicemail, and then Callie also collected them off her Instagram account, and then the overflow was coming to my Instagram. I don't know if you got this, but I got a bunch of people who used to lie in the back windshield of their car. So up above the back seat.
Yes.
They would lie while the car's in motion and cruise.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Laura. As a kid, my mom used to drop my friend and I off at the Low Spark Pool. And we would stay there for 8 hours at a time with a little bit of lunch money for ourselves. And we were, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. We did it for years. And she would just drop us off. She'd go to work and she'd check in with us. And if we didn't want to stay, we'd call her and tell her we were walking home. She knew how long it would take us, roughly about 30 to 45 minutes. And if we didn't call by that point, then she'd have one of the neighbors go look for us. But nowadays, something like that would be totally unheard of. Have a great day.
Bye. There were a lot of things like that. Like my parents used to drop me off at the mall when I was 10 for hours at a time. Another common one was people who were like, my only rule was that I was to be home by dark. So we would just be around the neighborhood and just doing random stuff and riding our bikes and, you know, just gone. I think when we're like in single digits for the whole day as long as we were back by dark. We're fine.
I think the rule, I think I had to check in like when the streetlights came on. Mm-hmm. But if it was summer, we would go back out and play at night, especially my parents had a place, we called it the camp. Mm-hmm. It was up on the lake and it was like an RV park and they had an RV there in the park. And we would, I would just disappear in the morning. I had friends up there and then, I don't know, wander back by at some point.
There was also a lot of my parents on our street used to put me on their lap and let me do the steering wheel our neighborhood. Yes. I think my dad actually let me do that at one point.
That would 100% get somebody calling defects.
Oh, absolutely, without question. Somebody else said they used to play with candy cigarettes, which I actually remember doing as a kid.
Too.
Like those were a thing.
Yep.
Which is awful. We would
walk to the little store and buy tons of candy, and I remember candy cigarettes were one of them.
Our neighborhood families allowed us to ride our bikes at age 10, 11, and 12 to a interstate hotel, the hotel motel, the kind that's like two levels with outside doors right next to the interstate. It sold memberships to the pool. So for the summer, we could ride our bikes to that hotel. We did it. We'd ride our bikes, and we'd ride up to McDonald's to get something to eat at 10, 11, and 12, right next to the interstate. How we didn't get kidnapped or snagged into a room, it's just shocking. Anyway, that's got to be illegal now, and I would never let my children do it now. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
One of my favorite ones that we got is someone said that their parents had a van and it was stolen at one point. And the, for whatever reason, the people who stole it took out the back seat and they couldn't replace it. So their parents put couch cushions in the back of the car and that's how they rode around.
Oh, they recovered the van without the back seat.
Yeah. So they were like, well, we're not getting a new car for that. We're just going to throw some couch cushions back there and, you know, make it work. Also very common was babies not riding in car seats or kids not riding in any sort of like anything. Just get in the back seat, lay down.
Kids riding in the bed of pickup trucks. Kids riding in the very back part of station wagons, like facing out the back window. This one might be my favorite that I got on Instagram. It's from Julie. Julie said that one time her mom left her at the grocery store because mom forgot her checkbook, so the store kept the kid as collateral to ensure that mom would come right back with the checks.
So oh, my God.
So the kid was just hanging out. Julie is just hanging out, probably looking at the magazines or reading greeting cards or whatever, hoping that mom shows back up with the checkbook.
My gosh. Another thing that was pretty popular is people saying that they would walk home from school. And my dad did that. Like my dad, when he was like five, would walk home from school by himself.
I did that.
You were that young?
My elementary school was, I don't know, not half, maybe a little less than half a mile away. But everybody in the neighborhood would just kind of walk to school together and walk home together.
Crazy.
Hey, I'm Michelle from Pensacola, Florida. And as soon as I saw this prompt, it made me remember that I cannot even believe that I was allowed to do this. I'm now 48, but I could go and buy cigarettes for my mom with a note. That is insane. I could walk in with a signed note for my mom and get her cigarettes. Are you kidding me? Anyway, yep, that happened a lot. Okay. Bye.
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite one. I think because that would never fly now.
I almost think that would be fun to try, like recruit somebody. Do we know anybody who's got like a 10-year-old?
Oh my gosh.
And just send them into
a gas station.
Oh, I wouldn't. The 10-year-old would.
No, you would. And then another one is drinking from the garden hose, which we did all the time as kids. Like, are we not doing that anymore? Like, can we not let Ellie drink from the garden hose? Isn't that like a kid rite of passage in the summer?
Isn't that the most recognizable taste, too, on the planet?
Oh,
I
have not done that since I was probably five, and I remember exactly how it tastes.
Yes.
So weird. But seriously, are we not doing that anymore?
Maybe not. I don't know.
What's wrong with the garden hose water?
Probably poisoned. It's been sitting in the garden hose of death, the hose of death. 800-434-5454. Our voicemail is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if something pops into your head that you can't believe your parents let you do, feel free to share it with us and maybe we'll revisit this one day next week.
I found a poll online of, and it was what percentage of people are going to do this or not do this after the pandemic? Because I think we can all agree that our behavior for most of us has changed considerably. We're not shaking hands. We're not standing close to people. We're having the mask on, all the stuff. So Jeff, I want to ask you.
So the question is, are these behaviors going to last forever?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you believe, or because this is what people said. Okay. They will you after COVID maintain a social distance from people you don't know?
It won't be as far, but I'll definitely be more aware of personal space, especially during like cold and flu season.
73% of people said that they will always maintain social distance from other people. And we can fly through these, by the way. It's kind of like a yes or no. Could you deal?
That's my cue that I'm talking too much.
Could you deal with being surrounded by people in a busy bar? Would that make you nervous to be in an overcrowded bar?
I would leave. I think if a bar, if like a college bar, like those packed wall to wall where you're like, I think I would leave because of the crowd.
Yeah, same. Do you plan on shaking?
What's the percentage?
The percentage on that one is 25% of people. Only 25% don't know if they could be in a crowded bar again.
Okay.
Don't plan to shake someone's hand again.
I would be fine if handshakes went away forever.
I'm totally fine with that.
I am cool with a fist bump. The elbow thing is awkward, but maybe I could get used to it. But I'm cool with like a fist bump.
Or just nothing. Just like, hey, what's up?
I mean, I do like the idea of there being some sort of greeting, but I'm good if a handshake goes away forever.
So only 20% of people said that they wouldn't shake someone's hand, which I find incredibly low. The next one was people that said they'll be comfortable refusing a hug from someone. Like, are hugs going away?
I never thought of that. Would you refuse a hug? So if somebody went in for the hug, would you say, I'm not hugging?
I don't think I would refuse it, but I definitely am not going to go for hugs.
I don't think I would be as generous with hugs.
Yeah.
Especially, I think cold and flu season next year and going forward forever is going to be completely different. I think we're going to, you know, the Japanese, like all flu season, everybody wears a mask.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm totally fine if we do that.
Okay, so 40% of people said that they're totally comfortable refusing a hug after this. All right, now here are some other ones, and you can just say yes or no on these. There's no percentages. Some of these are very not only child-friendly, so you would say no to these regardless.
Anyway, doesn't matter, yeah.
Use someone else's lip balm.
No, ugh. God.
Sneak a bite of someone else's sandwich.
Who does that?
Only if you're married. Like, we do that.
I don't sneak it. I'm like, right. Can I get a bite of your pub sub?
Use store makeup samples. I will never do that again. Ever.
Did you do that before?
No, but I would take like the little applicators that they have and use those. But I think some people don't use those. So their germs are already in it anyway. So no, I'm never
like,
doing that again.
So they're like actually touching the makeup with their bare finger.
Yes.
Yeah. If that was an option for me, that would be a hard no.
Make out with a stranger on a night out.
Yeah, I hope so.
Shut up. Borrow a swimsuit from someone else. Like, who? That's gross.
What?
Yeah. No.
I'm going to say that the next guy I'm hanging out with, I'm like, hey, you got any swim trunks I could wear? That's so weird.
Use someone else's makeup.
I don't know.
I'm kind of fine with that. Leave the house without hand sanitizer. I don't think I ever will again. I'm too aware of germs now.
Yeah. If I'm not carrying it with me, it will be in the car and I think I will always look for like little sanitizer stations at places.
Yeah.
Like the little Purell things that you wipe the carts off with and stuff like that.
Now this one I never did and I find completely disgusting, but it's on the list. Get someone to check if your breath smells.
You do that. I mean, not you, but I think I've done that with people where you're like,
ew, really?
Uh-huh.
That's
like,
nasty.
Like if you have a weird taste in your mouth.
Would you do it again after COVID?
I would not accept that from someone.
Yeah. And go to a buffet style restaurant.
Ooh.
That is a hard pass for me. I didn't like buffets anyways, but this COVID has done it for me in buffets.
I don't know if I could pass on the buffet. Hmm. I mean, I'll give it a year or two for everything to clear it out.
Buffets, to me, there is just so much wrong. It's just gross. It's gross. Yeah.
Do you think blowing out candles on birthday cakes has gone away forever? I mean, maybe not for like a family birthday party.
Or like a kid's birthday. I'm out with my girlfriends and somebody gets me a cake, I don't know that I would blow on it.
But fast forward 5 years, if Ellie's in a room full of 24 other kids who are all going to eat off the same cake, do you want one of those kids taking a deep breath and blowing all over it?
I mean, that is part of just like kid germs, to be honest.
So you're fine with it?
Yeah.
Ball pits?
I hate saying no because I played in ball pits as a kid and they were so fun, but I think we could trick Ellie and get like those. They sell them at like Target now, like for $30 at home ball pits.
They do. I want one.
Yeah. You want one? I think they're meant for kids, but
get like four of them and put them together and get one for the dogs. That would be great.
Rothy's is a brand that I first learned about because I kept seeing celebrities wearing these super cute shoes, these super cute flats, right? So I did a little digging and I found out that they were Rothy's shoes. So they hooked me with how they look because they're adorable. Then I dug a little deeper and found out that there are so many layers to why people love these shoes. First of all, they're sustainable. They are made out of recycled water bottles. So those are water bottles that would have otherwise wound up in a landfill. Number two, they are super duper comfortable. There is zero break-in period. This is Cali approved. I have literally taken my Rothy's out of the box. I've put them on my feet, gone to work for an 8-hour day and had no uncomfortable, like what I'm going to call shoe side effects. Okay. There was no rubbing, no scraping, no blisters. It was amazing. That's why I love these flats so much. They're also machine washable, which is just another thing you can love about Rothy's. Check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/upside. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/upside. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/upside today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The world's just a little bit different now, right? It's not an easy thing to just go sit in a doctor's office waiting room and wait to see the doctor. You really got to think about whether or not your appointment is necessary. And if you're dealing with something like acne, you might dismiss it, even though that's something that bothers you every time you look in the mirror. Well, how about this? You can see a board-certified dermatologist without leaving your house. Yeah, with apostrophe.com/upside, you go online, you take a quick questionnaire, you fill out the answers to a few questions, you take some selfies of your face, and then a board-certified dermatologist is going to review those pictures, review your answers, and then come up with a customized treatment plan that gets sent right to your door, even if it includes prescription medicines, right to your door. Apostrophe treats acne, but they can also help you with other things like redness and wrinkles, even dark spots. Apostrophe.com/upside is where you go to get started. Get $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/upside and use our code UPSIDE. This code is only available to Upside with Cali and Jeff listeners. To get started, go to apostrophe.com/upside and click begin visit. And then use the code UPSIDE at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/upside. And the code is UPSIDE to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast today.
We've all had the thought, right? I want to eat healthier. Then the next thought, at least for me, is, but I don't want to eat healthy because the food doesn't taste as good. Well, enter Magic Spoon. I found Magic Spoon from a news article a couple of years ago. I ordered it for myself because I'm like, I got to try this. I do not believe that they make cereal that tastes good that is also healthy. Well, let me tell you, they absolutely nailed it. Totally Cali approved. Now, here's the crazy thing. There's zero sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free, and it is delicious. Magic Spoon has released a brand new variety pack now featuring peanut butter. They released peanut butter as a limited edition flavor in 2020 and it sold out 3 times. It got so much love that they've decided to keep it permanent and add it to the bestsellers variety pack, which also includes my favorites, frosted, fruity, and cocoa. I like to mix the frosted and fruity together. Oh my gosh, so good. Go to magicspoon.com/upside to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code UPSIDE at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/upside and use the code UPSIDE to save $5 off.
Today's quote of the day, focus on the journey, not the destination. Joy is found not in finishing an activity, but in doing it.
We have 2 bonus episodes for you this week. Now, one of them is already out, and that would be the Moms on Call episode we did where they answered your questions that you submitted. And this was like a long time ago. We did this before Ellie was born, but it's great info. They're so awesome and you're going to love it.
Can you offer some tips for a mom of 3 who just doesn't have time to fight her newborn to nap?
You guys are the best ones to answer this also from a mom perspective because you both have a handful of kids. There. So you've been there.
We have so been there. So with that, you know, yes, when we have older children and we're on the go and we're doing things, and we're just tired too. We're just tired. The problem is we still have to have some sort of structure and some sort of a consistent routine when realistically possible. So if we can, it's according to how old this new baby is, if it's under 3 months of age, by getting into that routine, swaddling correctly, using the sound machine, then we can definitely focus on 2 naps a day where we are as consistent as possible. If they're over 3 months of age, then we change our perspective. Because the truth is, we cannot make our kids sleep.
So the entire episode is already out and it's on our regular feed. So it's episode 495. It's the one that came out right before the one you're listening to now.
I am incredibly excited also about the second bonus episode that we have coming out. And it's with the car mom, Jeff Dollar. Who is the car mom?
She is a career car salesman, executive or salesperson, person, I guess, yeah. Executive. Her family's been in the car business and she started doing car reviews on social media and does such a great job with them because her angle is as a mom. She has 2 kids under the age of 2. So she's talking about all the car seats in the room and all that good stuff. And we spent almost 40 minutes with her asking her the questions that you guys wanted to know about buying a new or used car.
I would say if you want to buy, I do think it's smarter. It makes more financial sense. And what you have to remember about cars is they're not a good investment. They depreciate so fast. You never, you rarely have, they're not a good investment. So it's like, what's the best of the worst? I like what you do when you buy a car, maybe a year or 2 later, or maybe an off lease return, and you let someone else take the initial depreciation hit, and then you're just, you know, paying for less car, but you still have a newer car. A huge benefit to buying a truly new car when you're the first owner is really just the selection you'll have. If you are very particular about your color, your trim level, your equipment, I always say, like, there's no used car factory. So I know you want a white on tan Lexus with 2,000 miles on it that's a year old. Like, that, I can't make one of those happen. So right. Are you flexible with your mileage? Are you flexible with your color combination? So that's one of the reasons I see people buy new a lot, is because they just, you know, however much you spend, it's a very expensive purchase and they want the colors that they want.
Got it.
Where and when can you get the best deal on the lot? Like, and I'm talking about, I think you mentioned it a few minutes ago, but you've talked on your Instagram about how every 3 or 4 months you get a new car because you drive the dealer demos. So I've purchased, I think the Pathfinder I'm driving now was a dealer demo. I got a great deal on it. Where can people find deals like that? And then also, when should you be buying a car? Is there any truth to the best deals happening in the last 48 hours of the month?
Great questions.
So if you want to hear the answer to those questions, that episode will be out on Tuesday, unless you're an advisory horde member. If you're an advisory horde member, it comes out later today.
I love her, and I love, she has a YouTube channel. She's just really honest, which is awesome. And the thing I love about her is that she reviews stuff that you wouldn't know was about annoying about a car until you bought it. Like, never once did I think to check the, if I can fit my water bottle in the door of the car.
Right.
Not once. And she was doing that. And she's like, look, my water bottle that I carry around every single day doesn't even fit down there. And I never have cup holder space because I have this, 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 and this in there. And I was like, what? I would have never thought about that. And that would annoy me to my core. You know what I mean? Never being able to fit stuff in there. So she's really great at what she does. She's super awesome. You're going to love the episode.
And it comes out Tuesday, comes out later today for Advisory Horde members. All right, now it's time for my three random things brought to you by Brown & Company Jewelers. Not sure why I just yelled the word things so loud. Sorry. I'll start off with food holidays, and I will warn you, there are a lot of them. It's a big week for eating. Sunday, National Sticky Bun Day. Monday.
I have a question. What's the difference between a sticky bun and a cinnamon roll?
Yeah. Yep.
You don't know either.
Nope.
Thought it was the same thing.
Monday, February 22nd is National Cook a Sweet Potato Day. Hmm. Or is it National Cook a Sweet Potato Day? Like, whoa.
That's a sweet potato.
You should cook it. It's also National Margarita Day. That makes sense. Tuesday is National Banana Bread Day.
I feel like we already had that.
And it's also National Dog Biscuit Day.
Oh, so good. I
included that if you're one of the people who like to make homemade dog biscuits. Do it. Wednesday is National Tortilla Chip Day. Thursday, this is a big one. Strap in for Thursday. National Chocolate Covered Nut Day. So put your chocolate covered nuts out on Thursday. It's also National Clam Chowder Day. So you could have clam chowder with some chocolate covered nuts on top. That sounds delish.
Gross.
It's also National Toast Day.
I like toast.
Yep. And National Chili Day. So that's quite a menu. I told you this is a busy food week. Friday, National Pistachio Day. Saturday, National Kahlua Day. So throw some of that in your coffee. It's also National Strawberry Day and National Polar Bear Day. So if you want to grill a polar bear, that's the day.
Why would you put polar bear in there?
You've never had grilled polar bear?
Shut up.
So good. Tastes like chicken.
It sounds like something Kevin Gillespie would eat.
Right. Okay. So my second random thing. This will come as a pleasant surprise for parents who are still teaching their kids at home. Child development experts suggest that you do not answer all of your child's questions. It's actually much better to take the opportunity to work on the important but much neglected skill of letting a child try to figure things out for his or herself. Ask the child what they think the answer is, and frequently, for simple questions, the child will maybe be surprised to find out that they already know the answer. My third random thing.
You know when that's going to come in handy for us is probably when Ellie's smarter than us and she's learning everything in school that we can't remember. And we're like, I totally know, but you need to learn on your own. So figure it out.
I, to be honest, am so horrified at the thought of
having to help her with homework.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Okay. And then for My third random thing is, this is on howstuffworks.com. Know this, there is such a thing as old people smell. Researchers say that old people smell is a recognizable body odor that cannot be fully explained by grooming or diet. One of the study's authors theorizes that it's a smell related to a certain age group that could be an evolutionary thing designed to help humans choose their mates. So if you think your grandparents smell, they do. Those are my three random things.
We have a beautiful human alert, and nothing makes me happier when our beautiful human alerts are from inside our Callie and Jeff Facebook group.
Human alert is coming from inside the house.
It really just brings me joy because I love hearing people that we know that listen to the show doing random nice things for one another. And that's why we created the community, and it's my favorite thing about it. And anyways, that's my little tangent. But Farrell sent this to us, and she had a really sad story. And I don't, some of you probably saw it on the Facebook group, but somebody shot her cousin's dogs, two dogs. They both died. And first of all, don't even get me started on people that would do that. I can't, that's a whole other thing. But it's been a really hard time for them. And she posted in our Facebook group just saying, hey, will you guys think of my cousin? This just really stinks and whatever. And Wendy, who's another upsider, Wendy Quinlan, messaged her and was like, hey, I just started a business. I paint custom watercolor pet portraits, and I would love to gift your cousin one of, you know, my pieces of artwork, like of their dogs, as a healing thing. And I just thought that was so awesome.
In the painting, hopefully, is it in our Facebook group?
I don't know.
If you're not a member of our Upsider Facebook group, you need to join. It's facebook.com/groups/Callie and Jeff. We also put a link to it in our show notes every single day. But amazing things happen in that community. And this is just one of them. And we got to make sure we put the picture up because the painting is so good.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't? I didn't print the painting out for you?
No.
Oh, the painting is so good.
So this is Wendy Quinlan Art. And Wendy, that's just really, really awesome. And you are a beautiful human.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount.
You'll hear one of the voicemails here at the end of the show complimenting us on a show that we had a few days ago. It was the episode of The Upside where we were talking about Britney Spears and the Britney Spears show. And somebody just said, hey, I really enjoyed that episode. I felt like you guys were really comfortable. It was fun to listen to. It was funny. I could tell that you had put some thought into what you're saying. It was just like a really nice compliment. But it's also, for me, who likes data, it was also a specific enough compliment that it was useful. So I'm only sharing that because I know that we've talked before about not wanting feedback or constructive criticism, right?
We've talked about that? I thought you always say that.
I have, but I think we may have created an environment.
No, you think I may have said one too many times, don't be critical of me.
Right. But it wasn't, but what I appreciated about the message is it was very specific about something that they enjoyed. And then I think that combined with something I accidentally did last week on my Instagram, where I just said, what was your favorite moment of the show over the past week? Things popped up that I didn't even, I was like, oh, wow, people really liked that. Oh, people really liked that. Like, people really liked, you know, your sound thing, your weird groan. Hold on, let me find it.
Oh, my God.
People really liked that. So I just wanted to thank the person who left that voicemail and encourage you, if there's something that strikes you as like, I really enjoyed that, or I really enjoyed that episode, please share it with us because that's, I like that data. And it's not being critical, so Callie will listen to it also.
Hey, just wanted to call and comment on episode 480 where you're talking about Britney. I think it was probably one of your better podcasts. In a little bit, I thought it was genuine conversation, though the topic was preconceived. I don't feel like the conversation was. Felt it was very genuine and got a little deep there. So thanks for the podcast, 480. But anyways, thanks for the show.
Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars have only 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. Now, they're great if you're following the keto lifestyle, but they're perfect for anybody who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar or carbs without sacrificing taste. It's the perfect balance of sweet and salty. It's got a crunch in there from nuts and seeds, but it's still soft and chewy. They're going to come in delicious flavors like caramel sea salt dark chocolate, my favorite, peanut butter dark chocolate, and they're perfect for a quick snack to satisfy your sweet tooth, put something in your belly before bed, all without guilt. Enjoy Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars, even as a quick breakfast. Try Monk Pack for yourself and you will see. We got a great deal for Upside listeners. 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by going to monkpack.com and entering code Upside at checkout. Monk Pack is so confident in what they're selling that it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product and then enter the code Upside at checkout. You'll save 20% off your first purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast this week, Monk Pack.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey guys, it's Amber in Atlanta. I'm calling with some feedback for the prize question that you guys asked. Of course we like prizes. Who doesn't like prizes? Because this year has been very financially challenging. I think anything that would take some weight off of people's shoulders might be the most worthwhile to me, to a lot of people, like the dinner affair or gas gift cards or grocery store gift cards or Amazon gift cards or things that, you know, would take off some of the pressure would be really, really awesome. But anything you guys do is above and beyond, and we appreciate you. Have a good day.
Hi, Kelly and Jeff. I am a first-time caller, but a long, long-time follower of Jeff since 2007. I really, really enjoy the show and love the content, but I really had to call in today because I listened to Friday's show, and the moment when Jeff played the new, not Ellie, but you making a mistake after trying to do your commercials, oh, that was hilarious. We need more of that content. This is Scarlett. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Hi, Kelly. This is Kat calling. I was just listening to this segment on you talking about your daily hygiene and the need to snuggle your baby on the couch. And I'm a mom of three. I've got another one on the way. My current ones are 4 and under. And I will say my youngest is almost 18 months. And I have friends and family that listen to the show, so this might be embarrassing. I still just go 3 or 4 days without showering. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. And I'll tell you, I'm happy as can be. Don't stress ticking things off the to-do list and getting things done and feeling badly if you don't. The fact you're getting a workout in, that's amazing. So enjoy the small wins, like snuggling the baby, getting the workouts in. If a shower happens, it happens. But sometimes I don't think guys understand that we're not just a quick rinse in the shower. Our showers take time. So enjoy that baby, and I love listening to your show. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Des. Hadn't talked to you guys in a while. The first thing in my partner and I's will is to leave $20,000 per dog. We have two, Roger and Rosie, for their care. So you definitely need to make sure they're taken care of. We don't have any kids, so our family just going to have to get whatever's left after the dogs are taken care of. All right. Thank you guys so much. Love hearing baby Ellie's little cooing noises. They make me so, so happy. Have a great day. Bye.
Hi, this is Judy from Charlotte, North Carolina. You're talking about complaining with care. My kids misbehaved because they were normal kids. And I'll never forget one time I was in Target and they were misbehaving. And an older person came along and said, "Oh, you must be having a bad day." I stopped briefly and I said, "Nope, not having a bad day. Just a seriously bad moment." So I taught my kids that a day is not defined by one misbehavior. You all have an amazing day. Bye.
Like attracts like. You are a magnet. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you. If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.